Liebe Zuschauerinnen,
dear listeners, welcome to the second program, Jesus and the Animals. The present state of the earth can no longer be overlooked. And for thousands of years, animals have been exploited, tortured, and killed to a shocking extent. Faced with this exploitation of the Mother Earth and the crimes against the animals, more and more people are asking, didn't Jesus of Nazareth teach anything about how we should treat Mother Earth and the animals? And what was his relationship to the animals like? Significantly, we don't find much about this in the traditional Bibles of the churches. But there are old scriptures that confirm that Jesus loved the animals, that he stood up for them, and that he taught this to the people of his time. The great work, This is My Word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation, which true Christians the world over have come to know, contains such gospel texts, and beyond that, explanations and deepenings about them given by Christ himself in the prophetic word through Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God for our time. And now, you will hear several passages from the book, This is My Word, regarding Jesus and the animals. Jesus reproves cruelty to a horse. And it came to pass that the Lord departed from the city and went into the mountains with his disciples. And they came to a mountain with very steep paths. There they met a man with a beast of burden. But the horse had collapsed, for it was overladen. The man struck it till the blood flowed. And Jesus went to him, saying, You son of cruelty, why do you strike your animal? Do you not see that it is much too weak for its burden? And do you not know that it suffers? But the man retorted, What have you to do therewith? I may strike my animal as much as it pleases me, for it belongs to me, and I bought it with a goodly sum of money. Ask those who are with you, for they are from my neighborhood and know thereof. And some of the disciples answered, saying, Yes, Lord, it is as he said, we were there when he bought the horse. And the Lord rejoined, Do you not see then how it is bleeding? And do you not hear how it wails and laments? But they answered, saying, No, Lord, we do not hear that it wails or laments. And the Lord became sad and said, Woe to you! Because of the dullness of your heart, you do not hear how it laments and cries to its heavenly Creator for pity, but thrice woe to the one against whom it cries and wails in its torment. And he went forward and touched the horse, and the animal stood up, and its wounds were healed. But he said to the man, Go on your way now, and henceforth strike it no more, if you too hope to find mercy. Christ himself explains and deepens this in the following by way of the prophetic word. Christ reveals, Even when a person has acquired an animal, nevertheless it is not his property. Just as the spiritual body, the soul in the human being, is part of the eternal being, because the eternal has created the spiritual body and the spirit being lives through the eternal in the eternal being, so was the animal created by the eternal Creator's spirit and is part of the life which is and lasts eternally, God. An animal cannot speak. It suffers and endures silently and can hardly express its pain and grief. Only the one who selflessly loves people, animals, plants, and stones perceives the pain and agony endured by the animal. Especially in this turn of time, the turning point from the old sinful time to the era of light, animal and plant species are calling out with the forces of their sensations, with the language of their consciousness, to their Creator for help and rescue. Animals and plants are suffering unimaginably from the excesses of the human ego, of human selfishness. The oppressed life calls for mercy and deliverance. That was the explanation by the Spirit of the Christ of God. In the book, This is My Word, we find the following description of the conversion of a birdcatcher. And as Jesus was going to Jericho, he met a man with young doves and a cage full of birds which he had caught. And he saw their misery as they had lost their freedom and, furthermore, were suffering hunger and thirst. And he said to the man, "What are you doing with these?" And the man answered, "I earn my living by selling the birds which I have caught." And Jesus said to him, "What would you think if someone stronger or more clever than you would capture and shackle you, or would throw your wife or your children and you into prison in order to sell you for his own profit and to earn his living from this? Are these not your fellow creatures, only weaker than you? And does not the same God, Father and Mother, care for them as for you? Let these, your little brothers and sisters, go forth into freedom and see to it that you never do such a thing again, but that you earn your bread honestly." And the man was astounded at these words and his authority, and he let the birds go free. As the birds came out, they flew to Jesus, sat upon his shoulders, and sang to him. And the man asked more about his teachings, and he went his way and learned basket weaving. He earned his bread from this work and broke his cages and traps and became a disciple of Jesus. In This is My Word, we find many more such accounts, for example, how Jesus freed the animals. And it happened one day after Jesus had finished his speaking that in a place near Tiberias, where there are seven wells, a young man brought him live rabbits and doves that he might consume them with his disciples. And Jesus looked at the young man lovingly and said to him, "You have a good heart, and God will enlighten you. But do you not know that in the beginning, God gave man the fruits of the earth for food, and by this did not make him lower than the apes or the oxen or the horse or the sheep, that he may kill his fellow creatures and consume their flesh and blood? You believe that Moses rightfully commanded such creatures to be offered in sacrifice and consumed, and so you do this in the temple. But see, one greater than Moses is here, and he comes to abolish the blood sacrifices of the law and the orgies, and to restore the pure offering and the bloodless sacrifice as it was in the beginning, namely, the grains and the fruits of the earth." That was an account from the life of Jesus. And we find still more. Jesus went to Jerusalem and came upon a camel with a heavy burden of wood. The camel could not haul its load up the hill, and the driver beat it and treated it cruelly, but could not get the animal to move. And as Jesus saw it, he said to him, "Why do you beat your brother?" And the man retorted, I did not know that it is my brother. Is it not a beast of burden made to serve me? And Jesus said, Has not the same God created this animal and your children who serve you from the same material? And have you not both received the same breath from God? And the man was very astonished by this talk. He stopped beating the camel and freed it from a part of its burden. And so the camel went up the hill, and Jesus went before it, and it no longer stopped until the end of its day's journey. The camel recognized Jesus, for it had felt the love of God in him, and the man wanted to know more of the teachings, and Jesus taught him gladly, and he became his follower. Thus far, the text from the Gospel. And regarding this, Christ explained and deepened it in the prophetic word. Christ revealed the following. As Jesus of Nazareth, I spoke to many people about the law of life and thus about the animals which, like human beings, feel pain, grief, and joy. Just as man should not be against but for his neighbor, so should he also be for the animals and bear responsibility for them because they serve man. Over and over again, I taught the people that animals too are creatures of God, which man should not disregard but should love. The one who beats and tortures them will one day experience the same or similar thing on his soul and on his body. For what man does to his fellow men and to his fellow creatures, the animals, he does to himself. Many people recognized their callousness and began to actualize my teachings. They repented and accepted the animals as their friends. And so many a one understood my words and followed me. In the Gospel text, Jesus also said, Verily I say to you, I am come into the world in order to put an end to all blood offerings and to the eating of the flesh of animals and birds that are slain by men. And he explained about this in the prophetic word. The life in God includes not only one's neighbor, but also all other forms of life like animals, plants, minerals, and stones, for all being bears the life, God. The one who is in unity with life neither kills animals nor destroys plants willfully. He also respects the life, the forces of consciousness of the minerals and stones. Recognize that no change, whether in a person or in the world, takes place from one day to the next. It is a gradual process of transformation. The one who turns to God changes his way of thinking and living quite gradually and thus ennobles his senses, even his whole person. In so doing, he will refrain more and more from eating meat and will keep peace with people and with the nature kingdoms. And Jesus taught the following to the people of his time. And whatever you do to the least of my children, you do to me, for I am in them, and they are in me. Yes, I am in all creatures, and all creatures are in me. In all their joys, I too rejoice. And in all their afflictions, I too suffer. This is why I say to you, be kind to one another and to all the creatures of God. Be considerate, kind, sympathetic, and friendly, not only to your own kind, but also to every creature which is within your care, for you are as gods to them, whom they look up to in their need. Dear listeners, with this, we conclude our reading for today under the motto, Jesus and the Animals, from the great work of Revelation, This is my word, Alpha and Omega, the Gospel of Jesus, the Christ revelation, which true Christians the world over have come to know. Jesus the Christ said, Follow me. Every person is free to act as he wishes. But in the interest of all the animals that are tortured and killed in this world by the millions and in the most unspeakable way, we hope and wish that these accounts from the life of Jesus of Nazareth have reached your heart so that ever more people follow his example and encounter our fellow creatures with love and kindness. Many thanks for listening and greetings in God. Goodbye.